Mitt Romney is delivering a commencement speech this weekend. Will he address his own prep school history? Today, Romney is campaigning in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's expected to deliver the graduation speech this Saturday at Liberty University, the Christian school founded by Jerry Falwell in Lynchburg, Virginia. But then there was yesterday's report in the Washington Post online about an incident in 1965 at the prestigious Cranbrook School in Michigan, in which a 17-year-old Romney led a posse of kids in attacking and then pinning down a boy to cut his hair. Philip Maxwell, a former classmate who still considers Romney a friend, told ABC News the incident was definitely bullying, saying, "Are you kidding? I castigate myself regularly for not having intervened." Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of that network's political blog, Tapline, just starts us off today with some thoughts on this. Rick, yesterday Romney said he didn't remember the incident, but he did do dumb things in school, so he apologized to anyone he might have offended. How is this reverberating today?
He's in a tough spot on this because he also says that he remembers this kid well enough to know that he didn't think he was gay, but then to not remember the particular incident is a difficult, maybe untenable position. I think it's got two people split along two sides. One side saying, this was 50 years ago. Every kid does dumb things. There's a statute of limitations that has nothing to do with being the president. The other side saying, this just strains credulity that he doesn't remember this. Why doesn't he at least cop to it and explain it? And if not, maybe that speaks to his character.
Well, and was there some sense that the campaign was anticipating it? Because people are noting that a week ago, Ann Romney suddenly said in the middle of a CBS interview how Mitt Romney was such a prankster in school.
I actually don't think it's anticipation so much as this was maybe a positive that's been turned into a negative. For years now, the Romney camp has been talking about Mitt Romney, the funny jokester prankster that he goes around playing practical jokes, has for years, even decades going back. It's been something they've used to humanize him, to talk about just the sense of humor that doesn't come through with that stiff image of him on the trail. Now, though, it has a much darker pall to talk about this. This is really a classical definition of bullying. If the accounts of these men are true, and again, four of them have gone on the record with the Washington Post, they're all established adults, some are Democrats, some are Republicans, and they all have similar accounts.
Right. And here's some of the response I'm reading online. Sally Cohn, who's a Fox News contributor, says if the press can go after candidate Obama for things in his past, then they can go after Mitt Romney. But Jeremy Meyer, who's from George Mason University, says I think it's a mistake for the Democrats to promote this. It makes them look petty. Should we care that John Kennedy was a bad prom date? Nixon was socially inept. But here's something else someone's writing online. The fact that Romney now says he does not remember speaks volumes. How is it that this prank then weighed heavily on the conscience of others, but he doesn't remember?
That's right, and a lot of people have made the point that Barack Obama, as a teenager, has used drugs, illegal drugs. He's admitted it, and that's a key point. He wrote about it in his autobiography. I think there's a moment here that Mitt Romney could have, if he did indeed remember this, talk about it, or maybe even if he didn't, to talk about how he learned and grew based on this experience. But he's issued a basic statement saying that he doesn't remember this happening, but a blanket apology on top of that. So I think it's a difficult one, I think, for any candidate to be confronted by something from their past from almost 50 years ago.
Well, Fox News has released excerpts of Romney's speech ahead of this Saturday commencement at Liberty University, in which the candidate is expected to try to switch the topic back to the economy and families and how important families are. Here's some of the text. Although opportunities seem scarce in this economy, it's not for nothing that you have spent this time preparing, and time with your family will be the important time. Do you think he might, think of also addressing bullying?
I think it's an opportunity because it's a crowd of college graduates to bring that up. Also, gay marriage, which has been in the week. This is an evangelical Christian organization. I think it's a good crowd and maybe good timing to try to do that. But the watchword so far from the Romney campaign is that there's nothing here to get them off a stride. And this is a disciplined organization. They like putting out the message that they want to put out, and they don't like being pushed into something else.
ABC's Rick Klein, thanks so much.
Thank you.